Now, the findings of an inquiry into the activities of a loyalist gang alleged to be responsible for more than 120 murders, including the Dublin and Monaghan bombings, will be published today. For 5 years, Operation Denton has been reviewing the activities of a group known as the Glenan Gang and allegations they colluded with the British state. Also today, the second and final Operation Canova report will be published, and that looked into the activities of the British Army's most senior agent within the IRA, codenamed Steakknife. For more on all this, our Northern editor Vincent Kearney joins us now. Vincent, firstly, Operation Denton, what do we know about the group, the Glenan Gang?
Well, Maggie, this report looking into what are called the Glenan series of murders, Operation Denton, was launched in March 2020 after a judge ruled that there should be an independent review into the activities of this group that's been referred to as the Glenan Gang and allegations of collusion. Now, this gang has been linked to 127 murders in the 1970s and 1980s, most of them in counties Armagh and Tyrone, but several attacks in the Republic as well, including the Dublin Monaghan bombings in 1974 and the Miami Shoeband massacre the following year in 1975. Now, the gang is believed to have consisted of members of the Loyalist paramilitary group, the Ulster Volunteer Force, as well as members of the RUC and the Ulster Defence Regiment. And Operation Denton is looking at the extent of collusion with the members of the gang, the level of cooperation there may have been between the UVF, members of the RUC and members of the UDR. It would look at collusion in the round, if you like, involving the gang, but then would also look specifically at whether or not there was collusion in the attacks in Dublin and Monaghan in 1974.
And what's likely to be in the report, and what will the reaction be to it, Vincent?
Well, I think, Maggie, the focus will clearly be on what this report says about collusion and the extent of collusion. Back in 2003, the report of an inquiry commissioned by the Irish government by Judge Henry Barron said that it was likely members of the RUC and UDR were aware of the Dublin Monaghan attacks in advance, but he said that he found no evidence of collusion. So certainly for relatives of those who were killed in the attacks, their focus will be on what is said about collusion. And several of those relatives will be travelling to Belfast today. They're going to attend a press conference at around 11:30 to hear the findings of this report. Worth pointing out that this will be a summary report, Maggie. We're expecting around 20 pages or so of Operation Denton. There's a much wider report, possibly running to 400 to 500 pages, that's likely to be published early next year. But that is a subject of legal challenge because that report will name names. It will name those it believes were involved in the Dublin and Monaghan attacks. And one of those people who have been named, their family is now challenging that and is trying to block publication of that report. So today we'll simply get a summary of headline findings.
But there is going to be a final report in terms of Operation Canova. Remind us about that and Steakknife.
Indeed, Operation Canova, there was an interim report last year that looked at the activities of Steakknife, said to be the British Army's most senior ranking agent within the IRA. This investigation now, Maggie, has taken 8 years. £40 million. No one charged or convicted in connection with the report and its findings. And that report was pretty damning about Steakknife and the way it was handled. It said more lives were sacrificed to protect him than were saved by the information he provided. I mean, it painted a picture of a state-sponsored serial killer. It linked him personally to 14 murders and 15 abductions because he was part of the IRA's notorious internal security unit. And his job was to identify, hunt down, abduct, torture and murder people the IRA believed were informers. And it transpired the pages of that report that many of those killed were not indeed informers within the IRA, but their lives, as I say, were sacrificed to protect them.
And what do we think is going to be in this report about Operation Canova?
Well, we got a fair amount of detail last year in the interim report. What we're expecting today, Maggie, is more details of how he was recruited and managed, what the British Security Service, MI5, knew about him, and that I think will be key because shortly after the interim report was published last year, it was revealed that MI5 discovered hundreds of new files about Steakknife. They then forwarded them to the Operation Canova team. Now, the information was described as significant, so there'll be a great focus on what new material is there and what does it say about MI5 and this knowledge of Steakknife and perhaps his activities. But one thing that will not be there will be his name. Now, Stephen Harper has been widely reported to be former West Belfast man Freddie Scapaticci, who died in England a number of years ago. So say widely reported, it's widely accepted that that is him. But there's a British government policy called neither confirm nor deny, which means they will not confirm or deny that someone is an informer. Now, the Operation Canova team have been on the record several times saying they believe that simply doesn't wash in this case, that this case is so serious and so significant, they believe that policy should be set aside. But despite a request to the British government, the policy has not been set aside. And my understanding is that the Canova team will not name Fred Scapaticci as Steak Knife. And that will annoy many of the families. Belfast-based solicitor Kevin Winters has previously said that the dogs in the street of Northern Ireland know who Steak Knife is. As you can hear now, he believes the families will be very disappointed if indeed he is not named as we expect.
Well, it's my assessment, this is almost tantamount to two steps forward and three backwards, given that the latest indication, it's not been formally communicated yet, that in fact the Canova report is not going to confirm the identity of the agent known as Steak Knife. That comes as a major, major blow to all of these families who, let's face it, have invested an awful lot of time and energy and emotional energy into this process and this investigation. So for them to be told at the very last day of this Canova investigation on the final report that they are not in a position to name the agent Steak Knife, that's a bitter pill for them to swallow.
And Maggie, a number of the relatives of those killed by Steak Knife will be at the press conference today. I spoke to a number of them in advance and they've expressed real disappointment if he is not named. One relative said it's effectively the British state continuing to protect their own, protecting someone responsible for, they say, is mass murder. And they say that places a huge cloud over this report, because although everyone knows who it is, they say it's important that the British government owns it and officially names him, and there will be real disappointment if that's not the case.
Vincent Kearney, our Northern editor, thank you for joining us, and Vincent will be reporting on those two reports throughout the day on RTÉ News. The time now just gone 20 minutes past 8.